Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris. Today I'm at the Cape Cod Canal in Sagamore. I've come to learn about the Keith Car Works, a huge factory that once stood on land that existed before the present-day canal was dug out. I meet up with former Bourne selectman Jerry Ellis, whose house sits about 50 yards from the canal.
You know, a lot of people may hear this who've never heard of the Keith Car Works and think immediately, oh, it's some sort of an auto manufacturer, but of course it wasn't. This factory primarily made railroad cars.
They started off with a blacksmith shop, and they made carriages, and that started out in 1828, right in this area.
Now, am I right that at its peak, the factory was about a mile long?
That's an enormous... If you want to walk down by the canal, I can show you
absolutely
where we are. It actually ran...
The factory was started by Isaac Keith, a man known for being a forward thinker. At its peak, the Keith Car Works employed around 1,400 people.
The largest building on Cape Cod at that time, it was 1,330 feet long.
The workers at the plant were mainly Italian laborers. The plant's owners eventually created a factory town with a number of firsts for the area.
The first doctor, so that all the people here could have their own doctor instead of going a long distance. They built the first mall, as it were, in the village of Sagamore. It had approximately 25 stores, from Adams Pharmacy to dry goods stores to donut shops.
When gold rush fever took hold in California, the factory started churning out wagons to accommodate the hordes of people heading west. They also produced other items the hopeful fortune seekers might need.
Picks, shovels, axes, crowbars, you name it.
Isaac Keith continually adapted production at the plant to fit the needs of the moment. When the Civil War began, the plant began making wagons to haul cannons. After Isaac's death in 1870, his two sons took over, and the Keith Car Works continued to prosper. Around the start of World War I, the plant secured a contract to build 40,000 rail cars known as 40 and 8s.
What they meant by a 40 and 8 was built for 40 men or 8 horses. It would be manufactured, and then it would be prefabricated. The ends would fold in, the sides would fold in, and the top would drop, and then they'd band it together. The trucks or the wheels were made adjustable so that they could travel on U.S. standard track to get it to New York for shipment. And then as soon as it got into Marseille, France, they could readjust them down to the European standard, which was narrower.
The Keith Car Works was known as a model of production efficiency.
You take a car in to the far west end of the factory, and when it came out to the far east end of the factory on the Sandwich Town line, you had a finished box car. 6 blacksmith shops within the factory. By 1905 or 6, the whole factory was electrified, one of the first areas around here.
This operation was obviously, chugging along and extremely successful down here on the Cape. And then, it faced a decline. What precipitated that decline?
Well, there's a number of things that caused this decline. And as much as the Cape Cod Canal is a beautiful place to visit, the Cape Cod Canal was ultimately its demise.
After World War I, the plant started refurbishing wooden boxcars, around 14,000 a year. But by then, the railroad system was shifting to metal boxcars, and the plant would have had to retool their entire facility to adapt. The Keith Car Works closed in 1928. At around the same time, the original Cape Cod Canal needed to be widened and made deeper, so the government stepped in and took it over.
The bridges were built. The canal was widened. Keith Car Company disappeared. All the buildings were taken down by 1938. Then everyone said the whole car company's gone, there's nothing left. But what is a monument to Mr. Keith and his innovation were the houses that he left behind.
Indeed, many residents of present-day Sagamore still live in buildings that once housed workers at the Keith Car Works.